Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today. Wherever you are, we're here for you. Joining me today, two of my favorite people in the entire world. Chris Williams is right here. Chris is going to Israel with us. Chris, hi.
Hi. I am really looking forward to it. I cannot wait to join everyone on the trip. And I've never been, so I am...
Oh, you're in for a special experience.
Incredible experience.
Here's the thing. Yeah. When you go to Israel, and people could still come if they want to, I think. When you go to Israel, there are several things that are worth the entire trip. You know, a lot of times you would go somewhere like to see, I don't know, see Mount Everest or something. Well, here, you got a lot of Mount Everest distances. Like having communion in the garden outside the tomb, that's worth it all. I think going to Masada is worth it all. You just do that, where the Jews committed suicide. That's phenomenal.
I think Hezekiah's tunnel is unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, it's a place totally hewn out of pure granite, I think. And it'd be like, what's your dad do? Oh, he did 2 inches on Hezekiah's tunnel. It took his whole life. But, wow. I mean, it's just bizarre. And there are just things like that. And I love it when we get to go, because we take a little deeper look into what was going on in the lives of those folks, and we have a lot of fun, too. So Chris is going, our whole theme is on restoration. It's going to be great. And then, hey, by the way, I'll mention this right up front. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000, that's the phone number to join us on the program here today, 2 hours of programming, 1-800-229-3000. But we've got the marriage weekend coming up February the 15th. Now, I just heard this story of a man who died, and his wife was at the funeral. And the friend said, wow, it doesn't look like you had to spend much on the funeral. She said, oh, I spent $50,000. He was a narcissist, and he said, I want you to spend a full $50,000 on my funeral. So the lady said, well, what'd you spend it on? She said, well, the casket and the ceremony and the church and all. And the plot, that was $5,000, and then I spent $45,000 on the memorial stone. She said, wow, that must be a huge memorial stone. She said, yeah, it's about 4.5 carats I got there. So anyway, if that's the reality of your life, you, rather than have somebody buy a diamond when you die, you could create a jewel of a marriage by coming to the marriage weekend. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've seen pretty good marriages become great. And we've seen some marriages that were over become great. And we've seen everything in between. It really is a miraculous weekend. And let me give you the best excuse for not coming. You die after you sign up. That's the only excuse for not coming. It really helps every kind of marriage. You will not be disappointed. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and come join us for that. Right now, I am going to go to the phones. I'm going to talk to our first caller, and that first call... Oh, there comes the music. It just sneaks up on me. Savannah from Atlanta, you hold on, and we'll get to you right after this. Really glad everybody is with us here today on New Life. And there's always somebody there who wants to help you, who cares about you, by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can... one of the things you can do, become one of our Club New Life members. Why not do that? $30 a month, you get access to 300 videos in a library you can't find anywhere else, discounts, and every time you hear someone help, you're part of that. that. We need your help. And what a great thing to do right here at the beginning of February. Would you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and say, I want to be part of the club that gives. We'll be back right after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelly Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelly's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. David Stoop, Chris Williams, talking to Savannah from Atlanta. Here she is. Hi, how you doing? What's going on in your life today and how could we help?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks a lot for all you guys do. My life is so much better for having been a listener for all the wisdom and insight, I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. So what's happening?
Okay, well, I was calling because my husband and my neighbor situation that's going on. And when I'm around my neighbor, he looks at me like he'll look at my bosom area. And his wife might even be there. And she's really naive. And then he'll, like, look up at me, like, suggestively. And I told my husband I'm so uncomfortable around this guy, but he actually likes to hang out with him himself, and this person has helped my kids with a group that he's in. He's really talented in other ways, and my husband, he's just not going to take any role in this, and I'm just really conflicted about what to do and how to handle this.
Well, that's got to be very sad. You know, it's one thing for it to happen, then it's another thing for your husband not to kind of respond to it and be the hero here. Now, have you mentioned this to the man's wife?
No, but she's standing right there, and I'm just so disappointed in my husband.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see what the guys say here, but two things. One is to say to her, you know, you guys are so great, but here's something it kind of bothers me. That's one. Two, whenever he looks there, you could do this thing that some people do. Hey, my eyes are up here. You just call it out. Yeah, hey, look up here. Here are my eyes. They're up here. And you point to your eyes, and so you don't let it go ignored. That's another thing. And then the other thing is, whenever you're with them, just be sure you're wearing something that's loose-fitting or there's a sweater over it so you don't have something tight-fitting or whatever.
Right.
And that might make you feel a little more. Yeah, okay.
I'm not dressing provocatively.
But I would either say something to his wife because she might not notice it. And I just wouldn't hesitate to do this thing of, hey, look, here are my eyes right up here. So what do you think, Chris? I'm sure you've got something much deeper, richer than that approach.
I think the first thing is just, Savannah, I really am sorry in the sense that you're put in a very uncomfortable situation just by being a woman. And that these suggestive eyes, it's an inappropriate advance, an unwelcomed advance, just by his looks and his gestures. And so, again, that's unfair. It's also unsafe. And I'm curious, how did your husband respond to you when you mentioned this to him?
he said, oh, well, he's about 20 years older than us. He's older, and you're a beautiful woman. And I said, no, if I was willing, I know, I feel he would go further, absolutely, you know. But he's not, like, overly macho. He's wonderful, my husband, but he's not going to do anything.
Well, I think, unfortunately, you do have to take this into your own hands. And like Steve mentioned, you're going to have to set your own boundaries. But it may also come down to the fact that, listen, this guy is unsafe. He makes you feel unsafe. You don't need to be around that. You don't need that extra stress in your life. And you may just not be able to hang out with this family anymore.
For instance, what if said the next time he said, hey, let's go visit the Smiths, you say, honey, I'm not going to go because I'm uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and you're not willing to say anything to him about it. So you just go ahead and go. I'm not going.
That's the bigger issue, is that a husband won't stand up for you.
Yeah.
But I think, Steve, you're right. You say something. Say, my eyes are up here. Why are you looking there? And call him out on it. My guess is he does that to everybody, and his wife just kind of doesn't even know it or doesn't deal with it, or maybe she's dealt with it and given up. That's where a lot of wives have responded to that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, again, you're either going to have to be willing for some people to experience some discomfort in your presence or not be present.
Well, it's either they experience discomfort or you experience discomfort.
Yeah.
It's a choice you got to make, and I would make the choice to make somebody else discomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt you'll have to do it a second time if you were to invite him to look you in the eye above the neck.
And then remind
you are you capable of doing that, or is it just would it just be too embarrassing?
I'm afraid that he might not help my son with the group that they're in, but I guess it's worth it.
It's more than worth it. Yeah, if he is if he gets called out and unwilling to help your son, he does not need to be around your son.
Okay.
And if he didn't help, then you would say, I think you'd say to his wife, this is one reason I was ever reluctant to say anything, is I was afraid he didn't have much character and that he would discontinue helping our son. And I'm just wondering if you might be able to speak some truth into his life here.
Okay.
But I think that also really kind of points to the need to have a little talk with her and ask her, how does it make you feel when he does that? Do you think you hold me responsible for that? I know you don't say anything, or have you had discussions with him? I think that would be such a kind thing.
Okay.
And then you've got her as an ally, versus he asked her to take up for him. Not a healthy guy. I'm just wondering how much value his group is for the boys. What values are being taught there? Be a question, All right, I'm glad you called. What was the last thing you said?
I said the group is musical.
Okay. All right. Well, so what do you think you're going to do? What do you think you're going to do to make it a little better? Anything?
Yes, I'm going to confront him when he does it, like you said, and how that goes. And hopefully, I think his wife already knows, but maybe mention it to her also.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to hear how that goes, because I think it's going to go pretty well for you. I've just found that even though in the short term, it is so much more comfortable to avoid conflict. I like to avoid things. I like to please people. It's just something that's there. It's not a strength, it's a weakness. But when we do it, when we just jump out there and do what needs to be done, I'm telling you, that's when things happen. Lives get blessed, they get changed. And, this woman absolutely may be waiting for you to say something. Do something. Okay? So I hope that's an encouragement to you. I'm going to send you a copy of Smart Love. Dr. Dave Stoop and his wife, Dr. Stoop, put that together, doctor and doctor. And it's a great one. And maybe it'll help inspire your husband to be smarter than to just kind of make an excuse for not being the hero to his wife. Anybody else, you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. And if you support this ministry with a gift of any amount, Dave and I sat down and we prepared a teaching that share four steps that build on each other. And these four steps create long-lasting change. And we're talking about being aware of the realities of life, changing the things that you desire, implementing new behaviors, and celebrating success. We'll get that to you, our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. And boy, are we ever grateful that you do. Let's go back to the phones, and how about we talk with, Deborah, Louisville, Kentucky. Deborah, you're on with Dr. Dave Stoop, Steve Arterburn, Chris Williams, listens on WFIA. Great station there. How can we help today?
Yes, I just want to make a statement about the last caller.
Okay.
I'm married to one of those men that you're talking about.
Okay.
And I have noticed what he has done. And when I get home, I say something about it, but I'm the crazy one.
Uh-huh.
So he does nothing wrong. He isn't
doing anything.
I'm the problem. So it isn't maybe that the wife is not saying anything. She probably knows that she isn't going to win. Because
he's just not going to change.
But if somebody else confronts him, like we suggested to Savannah, that may change the dynamic. If somebody else confronted your husband, it may change the dynamic between you and him.
Well, let's just play this out for a second
here.
He
did it to my granddaughter.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Man.
Let's play this out. You say to him, I saw that not only have you made these inappropriate, leery, creepy looks toward other people, you even did it to the granddaughter. And then he says, oh, man, you're crazy. I would never do that. I'm a great man of integrity. And then what do you say when he says, no, you've got the problem, not me?
Well, I just say to him, well, that's the way it always is. You're perfect, and I'm the problem. And then, of course, he goes into this thing, well, since I'm such an albatross, maybe we should just get a divorce.
Whoa.
He says that.
That goes quick.
That's his answer to everything.
Okay. So here's another way that could go, all right? He says, well, you're exaggerating. That's really not what happened. And I really believe that you're the problem. And you say this. Well, I'm not the problem. We've gone over this before. And what I'd like you to do is just take care of the problem and get some help. Okay? And then he says, well, maybe we should just get a divorce. And then you say, if our relationship, if it hinges on whether or not I notice you have some inappropriate behavior and whether or not you get help for it, I think you're right. We don't really have anything. We probably should do one of two things. Either we get some help, you get some help, or perhaps there is nothing here, and that's what you're saying. See, if a person isn't willing to see reality and repair what's broken, what do you have? Now, I'm not wanting you to get a divorce. See, I'm wanting you to call his bluff, and I want him to see that you are a human being who has power and volition and character. And you're not just going to sit around and let him manipulate you with threats like that.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's manipulating you.
He's manipulating you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, that surely must that. Not be something yeah. you'd be just willing to jump into, because that's pretty scary, right?
Well, for me, it's biblical. I mean, there's no grounds for divorce. That's the reason.
No, I'm not telling
no
you.
Biblical grounds.
No, you're not divorcing him. See, we all have a thing we go to that prevents us from doing something. I didn't say for you to divorce him, did I?
No.
He said, I think we ought to get a divorce. You're calling his bluff and saying, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to divorce me because you've got nothing here, you don't care enough to even look at your own behavior, then file for divorce. That's not you divorcing him. That's either him deciding to marry you once and for all, or he is the one divorcing you. But he's not going to divorce you. We'll cover this a little more because I want to be really clear. So glad you brought up that.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. If you want to join this program, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. In the studio for a couple hours here, and really glad that you've chosen to join us today. We are talking, having a little heart-to-heart talk here with Deborah. And Deborah, you still there?
Yes.
All right.
Deborah, when he says that to you and you back down, that's a strategy he's got of, and we call it he's bluffing, to where he has thrown the ball back in your court and walked away unscathed. And so when you respond to that and saying, if, as Steve is saying, if that's all we have, then maybe we ought to get a divorce, you're putting the ball back in his court to where he's got to deal with the reality of what he's saying, and it keeps the focus on his issue. He's a master at throwing the ball in your court and keeping the focus on you, where you feel trapped and you feel caught and not able to respond to it because you don't want a divorce. It's not that we were suggesting you get a divorce. It's simply putting it back on him as It's like saying to him, if that's all I matter to you, I'm not sure then why you don't get it, why you don't divorce me. And okay. You're not inviting him to divorce you. You're simply saying, I thought I mattered more to you than that.
Okay.
And you can always say, you know, that's what you said the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about that and how sad that is that would be your response to try to get me to shut up. But I'm not going to be quiet on this. If that's all I mean to you, then just go file for divorce. Now, again, if you know anything about New Life, you know we do not want you to divorce. We're just trying to prevent him from shutting. Because once he did it one time, when he says, I'll just divorce you then, and then you quit talking, he's got all the power.
Yeah, and just a quick reminder, you know, both to men and women out there, I know, obviously, as a man living in the world, that there are tons of provocative images that are tempting us all the time. Yet, we're talking about human beings here, and I'm not here to throw stones, but I'm here to bring a truth that women are not objects; they're human beings. Where we place our eyes, where we draw our attention to, it matters. And our job as men, especially as Christian men, is to do our work to create a safe place for women to be free and protected and fully what God intended them to be in the world. So I just want to call that out based on the two calls that we've had so far today, is that if you're a guy who struggles with where your eyes wander, have this point of awareness. You're creating an unsafe place for women to be around you.
And two words. Quit it.
Stop it.
The women notice.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And you know what? I just got to wonder, what is so valuable about a singing group, music group, that you would let a guy that you really cannot trust, not a trustworthy guy? I mean, the eyes are the window of the soul, right? We've all heard that.
That's right.
So let's maybe believe that. Let's go to Bill, Belton, Texas. Hi, Bill. Welcome to New Life. What's going on with you?
Hi. Oh, I wanted to just comment on that also.
Okay.
And I think you just said it all, is the fact that why do you let a kid be around someone like that when he's going to impress upon them how he is to them?
Yeah.
They're going to see it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
That's all I really wanted to comment on.
All right. Well,
God bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
I get that. Okay, let's. We got two calls combined.
You said that the eyes are the window of the soul, and if the soul is right, the eyes go to the right place.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if the soul is not right, the eyes go to the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Tricia, Garland, Texas, KWRD. Hey, Tricia, how are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This bleeds into so many parts of our life, and I'm really intimidated because you guys are the experts, but. In dealing with this in life on the casual basis or whatever, not the last caller, but the one before that where she's not sure if she wants to confront it. Okay, so when I've had to confront people, the first step that I do is I kind of use a method. I listen to a lot of self-help and kind of getting to people where they're coming from.
Yeah,
I use, it's not comedy of sorts, but I say, dude, you know, the radar's really sharp. And that needs to be done in front of he and his wife and her husband. So now it's brought to the forefront. His eyes are not where they're supposed to be. If that helped her, if she doesn't want to go for the serious confrontation, because didn't she say it's a neighbor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. That's an everyday thing of life, and she's going to have to see him over and over and over. So, yes, she needs to get to all that serious stuff if it needs to be dealt with. But in the beginning, she can use more of a coping tool to see if that brings it enough to the light that she didn't damage anybody, you know, or she didn't challenge him too much in such a way, but maybe she opened their eyes. And that doesn't work always. You know, you have to get to the seriousness of it eventually. But
you said radar, but did you mean laser beam rather than radar? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, or, you know, your radar or your laser beam's burning my blouse. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wherever
yeah.
the office or wherever they're yeah. looking, you know, I have to use a lot of coping.
Or,
you know, I've had customers that, ooh, it would make me lose my income, but yeah. it's got to be addressed.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great suggestion. Thank you for that, Tricia. 1-800-229-3000.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Several comments about this, really interesting. And, yeah, what do you think? I mean, it's a complex issue. Let's go to Max. Placida, Florida, or Placida? Max, you listen on Sirius XM. How do you pronounce that?
Placida.
Okay, yeah. You had a thought about this?
Yes, I do. I was listening to the advice, counsel that you were giving to this woman.
Yeah.
And to throw out the ultimate answer, suggesting to her, you know, call his bluff.
Yeah.
Is she ready? If he comes back with, well, now that I know how you really feel, let's do it. And what I'm thinking is, you got a lot of people listening to you.
Yeah.
People might, other couples might say, well, you know what? That's what they said on that program to that lady, so I'll try it my own.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. We don't want anybody to get a divorce. We also don't want anybody to be in a relationship where he has all of this power. Because, see, that's not really a relationship at all, is it?
No, it's not. But you made an oath. You made an oath, a vow. And
right.
What's the Bible say about that?
Well, okay, but this is good. Did I tell the woman to follow through and file for a divorce, or did I tell her just to say to him, okay, well, you know, if that's all we got, just file the papers then? Now, I'm not asking her to do, I'm not suggesting that she break the vow at all. I'm saying this, though. He is breaking the vow. He is committing adultery with his eyes. And
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not telling her to file for divorce or divorce him at all. That's not what I'm saying. Let's acknowledge what this man has said to you versus he says it, you shut up, back down. And then once again, he's not challenged to do something about his character.
Well, and there is a huge problem here, and this definitely needs to be addressed. If a man is using the threat of divorce That is 100% on him.
Yeah.
Not anyone else. Let's make that crystal clear. And what we're saying is we're asking him to take responsibility for what he does and what he says. We're not making any decisions for anyone else. I definitely need to make that clear, because he is leveraging he's breaking a vow himself and leveraging that as a power move over his wife's confrontation. That is super unhealthy.
And he's negating everything that goes on with the wife.
Yes.
Inside the wife.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just saying that we're calling that super unhealthy behavior.
I'm sorry. I just think throwing out the ultimate wrong in all of this is not the way to go. Obviously, there's problems that have been going on for a long time, and now it's come to a head. But and the man is wrong. I agree with you 100%. But I also think, and you didn't say it, I'm not saying you said get divorced, but the suggestion of that, you put the thought in her mind and maybe thousands of other people's minds.
Wait. He is the one that says, well, then we should just get a divorce. He brought the thought into being, and when she backs down and says nothing, essentially she says to him, you can do anything you want to, because, oh my goodness, I would never, under any circumstance, want to divorce you. And it just simply allows him to operate without having any accountability, and it's ignoring the fact that he is saying, my vow to you means nothing with my eyes, and it also means nothing when you want to cause a conflict because you don't approve of my behavior. What a horrible relationship. But really, I get the point you're making, and we're not asking people to just start saying, well, maybe we ought to get a divorce. No, he brought it up.
Maybe the solution to what we said was for her to say, I'm not interested in a divorce, but obviously you must not care very much because you keep bringing it up and challenge him that way. And in reaffirming her lack of interest in getting a divorce, but her concern that he keeps throwing that up as being all he cares about is he's going to let his eyes wander, and if he can't, he's going to get a divorce.
Well, it's just such a touchy issue, very difficult, complex, and I'm so sorry that she's in a relationship, and that's the reality of it. Let's go to Grace, Los Angeles, California, listening on the great station of KKLA. Hey, Grace, how are you?
Hi, everyone. I just want to say thank you for what you do. Thank you for taking your time to answer my call. I'm going to start with my question, just to save you time. I want to know, is it possible for my daughter to change how she dresses if she gets proper counseling? And then how can I help her? So I'll let you ask me questions. I'll just tell you a little bit. She's, in the last 6 months or so, she's been struggling with looking feminine. In the last week or so, she's had a drastic haircut. She's only shopping in men's stores.
Uh-huh.
She's not wearing jewelry. She won't even wear lip gloss. And so she says that she feels disgusted when she looks at herself in a dress or anything that's pertaining to a female. She's not gay. She feels that her sexual orientation is separate from, you know, like how she sees herself, like how she's dressing. But she has a lot of anxiety connected with how she dresses.
Okay, so does she give a reason for not wanting to be a part of anything that looks feminine?
No, she doesn't. I don't know if she totally understands it herself. She doesn't like to be called pretty. She just, when she looks at herself in the mirror, she just feels very uncomfortable being identified with anything that's feminine, you know, whether
Dave, you had a question.
Where's her father, Grace?
He's present in the home. She's 21. She's an adult. She's in college, and she's finishing up school. She's studying sociology.
Yeah, but I've really seen
a new movement. Like, she's really passionate about people's rights and the whole transgender rights and human rights and women rights, and seems like that has
sort of fueled her natural tendencies to not really be feminine. So as a little girl, she wasn't a tomboy, but she never did like the frills, you know, the lace and all the little girly stuff. She played basketball for a little while, and then she stopped that. But then other than that, you know, nothing really tomboyish. She just wasn't real girly. Now, physically, she's not curvy. She's kind of got, like, muscular shoulders, you know.
Grace, can I jump in for a second?
Uh-huh, sure.
What are you afraid of with your daughter?
Oh, wow. you know, at first I was afraid of her being, you know, gay or living a lifestyle like that. She told me that she was not because I point blank asked her that. I'm afraid of how other people will see her, how that will affect. She'll be graduating. I mean, how do you get a job? How do you dress on the job? How will people look at you? I'm also afraid, honestly, of losing my daughter.
Mm. Yeah, I think those are valid concerns there. You know, I'll just say this. I was at Focus on the Family a couple of weeks ago. We were taping a couple of shows there with Jim Daly and John Fuller, and had lunch with him afterwards. And he was talking about the fact that in the issue of gender confusion, secular studies show, and he's got the studies, that if you just don't encourage the person to do this or that, 85% of the time, those issues self-correct. So the person who is having these feelings that, oh, I might be different gender, or I've got an identity crisis here. If somebody doesn't come along and say, hey, you ought to really go with that, you ought to act on that, that's obvious, you should live like that, it self-corrects. Now, that's pretty powerful. So here's what I would say to you. I would say this is hard for you. The more that you can honor her as a person, stay connected with her, don't preach at her, those things are not going to influence her at this stage. And the more time that your husband at this stage in her life can spend with her and give to her, the absolute better it's going to be, no matter what.
Well, because she has something against her dad.
Okay, so that's why we were asking, where is dad? That's what we really meant. What does she have against him?
He's physically present. The relationship is really bad. About 6 years ago, he left our home because, you know, he was in a relationship with more than one person. And they know, you know, she knows all of that. It was really a lot of betrayal on different levels. See, and so she's holding something against him because of that.
See, sometimes
that's a key part.
You kind of connect with, to be a woman means I have no power.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and then you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope.
It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we are back, and Chris, you had something, you had a comment here about this and the daughter's shift and what she watched happen in the home.
Yeah, it's
very profound.
It's really heartbreaking, because I think when it comes to infidelity, it's not just the spouse who's betrayed, it's the children who are betrayed as well. And your daughter was betrayed by her dad.
At a critical point.
A hugely critical point.
15, 16 years old.
Yeah. And so
she has something against her. I mean, there's the proof. It
Absolutely.
Was a betrayal of her. See?
And she rightfully does have something against him. And he hasn't, it doesn't sound like he's done anything to repair the harm that he's done to her. Or to you. I don't know that to be true.
Did you require anything?
He doesn't know how to do that. Like, he'll, you know, call her princess and try to spend time, but she's just rejecting, you know, every effort that he made.
But he has to go get some help. That's how you start with it. He goes to get help. Has he done anything like that?
No.
Well, you have to do that. You have to say to him, okay, so our daughter's struggling. She needs to see you get some help for whatever it was that led to that. So you go to Every Man's Battle Workshop, and then they're going to give you some tools to repair our relationship and the relationship with her. And then he says, no, I'm not going to do that. And you go, wow, look at the grace I've given you. Now our daughter's really struggling, and you're saying, I will not even spend 48 hours to make things right.
And I think the other thing here, too, is that, Grace, your fear, the reason we ask that question is because you're projecting a future that is not playing itself out yet. And so what happens is, when we sort of create this fear inside of us, we want to control our children, and that's a natural tendency. Mm-hmm. But the better pathway is connection, is opening up a safety in between you and your daughter, where you can talk about what she's experiencing, what it means to be a woman, what she's, you know, discovering in her classes, or what she's adopting. And I know that can be really scary to hear different beliefs that don't match with yours.
Yeah.
But at least it opens up the conversation where you're a safe place to connect with her, and in that, you won't lose her.
Yeah.
And one of the things I would bring up with her is you're really angry with your dad,
mm-hmm.
and rightly so. And I've focused on you rather than my own anger at your dad.
Yeah.
And we have some repair work that needs to be done. And then tell him that too as well, because he's got to repair some things. She's reacting to him.
Mm-hmm.
She is.
And,
and you know, everybody, this is such an obvious classic example of reactivity. She's reacting to something. And if you're the spouse of an unfaithful man, and your reaction is cower in fear that you might get a divorce, fear whatever, there's not a scripture that I can quote that says, whatever you do, do it out of fear. I don't find that anywhere. You do it out of love. Okay, what kind of love? Well, first you've got to love God. And then secondly, you love your neighbor as yourself. Well, if you don't love yourself, you really can't provide healthy, mature love. And the self-love says, I don't deserve this. In Take Your Life Back, Dave and I wrote about, you have to be the developer of good things, and you have to be the defender of your value to other people. It's kind of an expanded view of what a boundary is. You don't tread on me. I don't become a doormat because I value what God has created in me. It's valuable, and I'm going to protect it, and I'm going to be sure that I develop the good in me, not shut it down because somebody has a threat over me. Well, we're going to do another program after this. If you're on, please hang on. And then, if not, you can join us at 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's the thing. I wish this guy would go to San Jose this weekend. That's where we're doing Every Man's Battle in San Jose, California. You've heard me talk about it. 20 years of the book and almost that many and thousands of men going from these kinds of men that we've talked about to men of character. Listen to this. My father was a very lost man 8 years ago. Every aspect of his life was completely unmanageable and our family suffered for it. He had an out of control addiction. Then he went to Every Man's Battle. 8 years later, a man that I wanted to be nothing like became my role model in Christ. I can honestly say that I no longer remember the man my dad was. His victory holds so much weight that no sin can support. All I see is triumph. He did the hard things to earn it. Through years of sobriety, my dad continues to overcome sexual addiction, and for that, men like you deserve a most loving thank you. Thank you for helping him save himself and his family. Thank you from me, his oldest son, who got to witness the transformation firsthand. Because of men like you, I now look to my dad and see how a husband should love and serve his wife, dying to himself to embrace true intimacy. How about that? Wow. Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
That could be a letter by every man's oldest son. And none of these guys we've been talking about here are ever going to have that letter written about them. You can become the man who is all triumph, as this young man says. Oh, my goodness. He witnessed the transformation. All you got to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if he won't call, ladies, you call. Get the information and tell him this is where you need to be. It's so amazing how much change can occur. Even when a man hates being there on Friday, he finds brothers in the battle for life, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Don't forget the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop coming up February the 15th. Pretty amazing. We're going to do another Finding Freedom May the 3rd and Restore. Well, that's March the 1st in Orange County. We're going to Israel, some to Rome before Israel on March the 16th. All of that you find out about 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Now, we need about 80 people this month or more to sign up for Club New Life. That's how we stay on the air. We pay for this time. We need that foundation of Club New Life. And every time 100 people sign up at $30 a month, well, that's another $3,000 a month that goes to pay for this radio program to reach people with wisdom and the whole counsel of God. A lot of times people land on one piece of truth. We try to find the whole counsel of God. To say thank you, Mylon and Kay have put together some amazing videos, and we'll send those to you our way of saying thank you. Please call us. Join Club New Life. A lot of benefits there, but the biggest benefit is you are part of transforming lives. Don't forget, we've got a brand new Bible. It's the Restoration Bible. It's a path, it's a process, and it's a program. It's not 12 steps that will help you gain the freedom that you're looking for. You can continue to struggle on your own, and it will be a struggle. Or you could get some help and find the victory that can only be found when we're willing to, as my wife says, humble down, reach out, and get the help that we need. If you'd like to join us for the next program, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to sign up to be part of the New Life Giving Family, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you need help or want help for you or somebody you care about, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. But why don't you pick up the phone right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you want to help us or you want to help somebody else, including yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life.
We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.